second ceasefire fails in Ukraine as Russia presses forward. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. President Zelensky reporting more cities under attack, continuing to ask for help. The former president, Petro Poroshenko, on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
We just demonstrate that Putin is not just an aggressor. Putin is the war criminal. Putin make crimes against humanity. And the whole world now will see the picture.
Ukrainian ambassador to the UN, Oksana Markarova, on Fox News Sunday.
So I think, you know, the events of the past 11 days clearly shows that we have to act together and that Russia can attack anyone being totally unprovoked, like they did with Ukraine. So it's time for all of us to step up.
Today is the 11th day of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky had a video call with U.S. lawmakers on Saturday, pleading for aid and calling for a ban on Russian oil imports. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Fox and Friends Weekend.
The energy is the number one thing in keeping the attention on what Russia is trying to do. And we need to go back to drilling domestically so we're not buying oil and gas from madmen in Venezuela or Iran or other areas.
The Ban Russian Energy Imports Act getting bipartisan support from Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin. Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy telling Fox News Sunday he's hopeful.
My belief is that next week Congress is going to pass an emergency funding bill for Ukraine, putting $10 billion into both additional defensive equipment for Ukraine, but also humanitarian assistance to get civilians out.
President Biden already approving about $350 million in military aid for Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Long journeys and plenty of concern for those fleeing the war in Ukraine. Fox's Simon Owen is in Poland.
Hundreds of thousands of people have fled to Poland since the war began, many of them arriving here at a shelter near the border.
When war finished, we want to come back in normal Ukraine.
Among the crowds, Irina is traveling with two friends and between them four kids, aged 2, 3, 5, and 6. Male relatives have stayed behind to fight.
Us family staying, mother, father, and husband all stay in Ukraine, and we much crying.
They've been on the road for days and they still have almost 1,000 miles to go to reach friends in Finland. In Kuchowa, Poland, Simon Owen, Fox News.
While many are leaving, others are arriving in Kyiv, volunteering to join the Ukrainian military, including British Army veteran Mark Ayers.
Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian military, Zelensky, everything's been inspiring. Even like the country surrounding, everybody's just like, it's like galvanized everybody.
Nearly 1.5 million people have already fled Ukraine to escape the fighting. The NASCAR Cup Series continues its West Coast swing today in Sin City.
Cup Series drivers get ready to roll the dice today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Pennzoil 400. Vegas brings some trickery with the need for keen awareness on turns, with speed increments all over the map. Austin Dillon, runner-up last week at Fontana, says it's just a matter of rolling with the punches to pull into victory lane.
It is what it is, and you have to try and do your best to miss wrecks without spinning, and then also just drive around the track without spinning.
Kyle Larson looking for back-to-back wins. He took the checkered flag at Las Vegas last year en route to his Cup Series title. Green flag waves in the Pennzoil 400 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch the action on Fox. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.